It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Madison. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 Radio. This is Mitchell Silty. I'm along with Bart Hill, and thanks for tuning in to the Subway pregame show for today's Camden Conference baseball game between the Lacqua Valley Eagles and the KMS Saints. Bart, we think we got a good baseball game on
this
today.
This is going to be a dynamite finish to the Camden Conference, Mitchell. There are four teams currently with one loss: Lacqua, KMS, Dawson Boyd, and Mineota. We have to all play each other in these last this last half week. So by Tuesday night, unless there's any rainouts or anything, we will crown a Camden Conference champion. And right now, it's up to four teams to figure out who that is.
Yeah, I'll go through and we'll explain just how close this top of the conference really is. There are four teams, each with one loss. I'll start with Lacqua Valley. They come in with an 8-1 conference record, and they have tonight's game against KMS, and then they play Mineota on the 21st. And then Dawson Boyd comes in with a 7-1 conference record. They play McRae, and then they have Mineota, and then they have KMS. And Dawson Boyd beat Lacqua Valley earlier this year. And then Mineota comes in with a 7-1 record. They play Tracy Milroy Ballatin, Dawson Boyd, and then Lacqua Valley to end their season. And Mineota beat KMS earlier this year. And then KMS comes in with a 7-1 conference record. They play Lacqua Valley, then they play Dawson Boyd, and then they have McRae. And KMS is the defending conference champions, if I understand.
For 5 years in a row, Mitchell, they have been the gold standard of high school baseball in the Camden Conference. They've had excellent pitching throughout the years. They take the Camden Conference games very seriously. And I won't say they have been dominant, but they've been good enough to win it 5 years in a row. So, in a way, they are pretty dominant.
And then we'll also be keeping an eye on, there's a softball game at the Lacqua Valley. And that is between the Lacqua Valley Eagles and then Mineota Canby in softball. The Lacqua Valley has a 12-0 conference record, and Mineota Canby has an 11-1 conference record. And the winner of that game, I believe, will win the conference.
That will decide it, yes.
And currently we have a little score update we can provide you with right now. Mineota is leading Lacqua Valley 1-0 going into the bottom of the second right now.
Yeah, and that should be an outstanding game as well.
All right, I'll go through and provide my usual stats on both teams, and then I'll turn it over to Bart for our State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Lacqua Valley comes in with a 10-2 record. Their two losses this year come to Dawson Boyd and Border West. Lacqua Valley has an 8-1 conference record and a 7-1 section record, and the one loss in both of those records come to Dawson Boyd. They have a 5-1 home record, their only loss coming to Border West. And Lacqua Valley averages just under 9 runs scored a game. They give up only 3 runs per game with a run differential of positive 5.8. And that is good enough for first in the Camden Conference in all three of those categories. They are currently first in the Camden Conference, leading Dawson Boyd, Mineota, and KMS by only about half a game. And Lacqua Valley has won 4 of their last 5 games, and they're coming off a 5-4 win versus Pipestone Area. Lacqua Valley's final 2 games of the season are versus Morris Area and Mineota, and they are both away games. It's the final home game for Lacqua Valley in the record. And Lacqua Valley is 1-7 versus KMS in the last 5 seasons. They've lost 4 straight, and their last win versus KMS came during the 2019 season. They're 6-8 versus KMS in the last 10 seasons. Now we'll go over to the KMS Saints. KMS comes in with a 10-6 record. They have a 7-1 conference record, an 0-3 section record, but KMS is in 3AA, not 3A, like Waccapaw Valley is. And the one conference loss for KMS came to versus Minnesota. And the KMS has a 6-5 record away from home. They're 4-4 in away games and 2-1 in neutral site games. They average 8.4 runs scored a game. They give up about 5 runs a game, which is good enough for a 3.4, a positive 3.4 run differential. That's good enough for second in runs scored, number 5 in runs given up, and number 4 in run differential in the Camden Conference. KMS is 7-3 in their last 10 games. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. And this is their third game this week. On Monday, they defeated Ortonville by a score of 10-0. And then on Tuesday, they defeated RCW by a score of 10-0. And the final two games for KMS are versus Waccapaw Valley, or final three games for KMS, excuse me, are versus Waccapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd, and McRae. All right, I'll go to turn it over to you, Bart, and you can do the State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony Arata with offices in Canby and Madison.
Hey, and you know, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And we are there for you today, those of you that cannot be at Memorial Park to listen to this huge Camden Conference game between the Fighting Saints and your Waccapaw Valley Eagles. First of all, starting for the Saints, again, 10-6 on the year. They are the 5-time defending conference champs. Pitching, one of the best pitchers in the conference and in the area, Jared Cortez. Batting second is the shortstop, Luke Jesuits. Batting third is the catcher, Logan Rendingen. Batting fourth is the third baseman, Hunter Engelke. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Evan Zimmer. In the number 7 spot is the left fielder, Clayton Olson. Sixth spot. In the 7th spot, the center fielder, Logan Johnson. Batting 8th, the right fielder, Logan Duke. And your second baseman, Kylan Payne. They are coached by Chris Papadakis, Justin Johnson, and Noah Thorson. And now quickly for the Eagles, 10-2 on the year. Shortstop Dylan Keimig will lead it off. Dylan Geiser will be doing the pitching today for the Eagles. Batting third is Caden Molden, the third baseman. A cleanup hitter, the first baseman, Caden Mortensen. Batting fifth, the center fielder, T.J. Mitchell. In the sixth spot, the left fielder, Davis Patzer. In the seventh spot, the second baseman, Cale Benson. Today's catcher in the 8th spot, Landon Weber, and rounding it out, the right fielder, Peyton Rademacher. The Eagles are coached by head coach Darby Bjorgan, assisted by Mark Bjornhild, Josh Benson, Wyatt Holgerson, Braden Kittleson, Brian Moen. I hope I got them all. So that is your State Farm starting lineup, Mitchell.
All right, thank you, Bart Hill. And that'll conclude our Subway pregame show. That's Subway in Appleton, with locations in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City. We're going to take a brief break for the national anthem to play and the coaches to meet with the umpires, and then we'll be back with your first pitch after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 325-5989.
Weather brought to us by REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, headquartered in Montevideo.
Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. I'm Mitchell Silty. I'm along with Bart Hill, and we're just finishing up the national anthem here at Madison Memorial Field before today's Camden Conference baseball game between the Lacqua Parle Valley Eagles and the KMS Saints. And we are introducing the umpires right now. Lacapaw Valley has taken their defensive positions. We'll go over theirs one more time. We have Davis Patzer in left field. In center field, we have T.J. Mitchell. Then in right field, there's Peyton Rademacher. At shortstop, we have Dylan Keimig. Second base, we have Cale Benson. First base, Caden Mortensen. Third base, Caden Molden. Catching, Landon Weber. And then the pitcher for the Lacapaw Valley Eagles is Dylan Geiser. And leading off for the KMS Saints will be Jared Cortez. And Bart Cortez is one of the best players in the area right now.
Yeah, he has been starting probably since 8th grade, I'm guessing, 9th grade for sure. He not only is a good pitcher, he's a good catcher as well, but he is their top pitcher on the team. And if they're going to win the conference, you know, they're going to use him today, and they'll use him next Tuesday to finish up the season against Dawson. And he's tough. He throws hard. He's got a great breaking ball, and the Eagles have got to be on top of their game to beat him.
And we'll go over some pitching stats for Dylan Geiser. He is 4-1 as a starting pitcher for Lacapaw Valley Eagles. He's tied with Brock Bjornhild for wins with 4. And Dylan Geiser has pitched for 21 2/3 innings, getting 38 strikeouts and only allowing 13 walks. He's only given up 9 hits on the season. He's given up 8 runs, and he has an ERA of 2.58. What kind of pitches can we expect from Dylan Geiser today?
Well, he's got 4 pitches. He's got a good fastball. It breaks going into a right-handed hitter. He's also got a nice little sharp a breaking ball. He can throw a slider, and he can also throw a changeup. And especially at the top of this order, he's going to need to use all 4 pitches.
And we got a little bit of a breeze. I'm not sure of where the wind's coming out of exactly, but I don't think that'll be much of a factor in today's game, do you think?
No, the flag isn't moving a whole lot, just kind of a light breeze out of the northwest, which means it's blowing from the right field corner to the left field corner. Mostly sunny day today, and we're about ready to go.
And Jared Cortez, Dylan Geiser getting the last-minute things from Coach Biergan over in the dugout.
Yeah, he decided to take off his pitching sleeve. Sometimes the pitchers like to keep something on their throwing arm, but he decided to take it off.
And we got Jared Cortez for the KMS Saints stepping into the batter's box. And here we go from Madison Memorial Field. Dylan Geiser getting a signal. The windup and the pitch is called. Oof. First pitch ball.
Just a little bit inside there, but that was that breaking pitch. And he knows Cortez is an excellent hitter, too, so he's going to have to keep him off balance.
Dylan Geiser looking at signals from the catcher, Landon Weber, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. The count now 1-1, one ball to one strike to Jared Cortez.
Saints are wearing the red tops. They got the gray pants with the red piping and white lettering and white numbers on the back.
Dylan Geiser with the pitch. Swung on and hit to the third baseman, Caden Molden, who makes the good throw to
play. Oh,
gets it off the he pulls Caden Mortensen off the first base bag on the throw, and that'll lead to an infield hit for Jared.
We'll mark that as an
error.
Yep, because he threw him off the base. It was just a nice two-hopper, got to him in a hurry, and he kind of just lackadaisically threw it underarm, sidearm, to first base, and it took Mortensen about 5 feet off the base and allowed fast-running Cortez to reach on that error. Not a good way to start out defensively.
Now Luke Jesritz at batting for KMS. First pitch in there for a strike.
And that's one thing with Eagle pitchers this year. The infield really hasn't been tested a whole lot because they get a lot of strikeouts.
And we'll see if Jared Cortez steals for KMS Saints. Not sure if he will or not, but Kaima getting his signals. And the pitch is called a ball.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Not sure where that one was, Mitchell.
Just inside. Must have been. Looked like it was looked a pretty good pitch from up here, but umpire saw it differently.
Jesritz is a left-handed hitter.
And it is the count is 1-1, one ball, one strike to the shortstop, Luke Jesritz, and swung on and hit over to first base, and they go to get Jared Cortez at second versus stepping on the bag to get the runner out at first is Cade Mortensen. So that'll be one out.
So a 1-2-6 put out for Cortez. I think if Caden would have realized how close he was to first base, he could have just touched first base and threw it to second and got that lead runner out and maybe had a double play because that ball got to him quickly as well.
I would say we saw Dylan Keimig got to the second base rather quickly, and I think he was there in time for a tag. But
yes.
And then that'll bring up Logan Rudnigan for KMS, this catcher. And with one out and a runner on first, First pitch was in there for a ball.
Yeah, one of their top players, I think their starting center fielder, I believe it was Jed Olson, is injured for the Saints. He broke his hand weightlifting. That must have been a lot more weights than I could lift.
Second pitch swung on, hit well over to right field, and Rademacher's there for the catch. That'll be two outs.
A nice easy catch for Rademacher. Good job of pitching. You know, sometimes when the game starts off with an error, Mitchell, the a pitcher can get into your head a little bit, going like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? But Geiser's pitched many innings, and if there's anyone that's going to be calm and cool in these circumstances, it would be Dylan Geiser.
Dylan Geiser, one of the most experienced pitchers for Lacapa Valley this season. And first pitch to the cleanup hitter, Hunter Engelke, is fouled back for strike one.
So far, the Saints have not even given an inkling of stealing a base yet. Two outs, we'll see.
Luke Jesritz at first base after fielder's choice. And now second pitch to Hunter is low for a ball.
Nice block by Landon Weber. If that gets by him even 5 feet, that'll allow a Jesritz to get down to second base. But you do exactly what you're told. You get down on your knees, keep your head down, let it bounce up, hit you in the chest protector.
And we'll see what Dylan has in store on this pitch, and he throws over to first, check the runner, and the runner gets back safely. And so now it'll be the third pitch of the at-bat to Hunter Engelke for KMS. Dylan Geiser, getting his signals, and the pitch swung on and hit well to right field again. Rademacher is there
nice
for
job.
The catch.
Nice little jog in, catch by Peyton Rademacher.
And that will be the end to the top of the first inning with the score 0-0. We'll take a brief break.
And easy for you.
There we go. And then we'll be back with the bottom of the first.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Welcome back to Mass Memorial Field. Mitchell Silty and Bart Hill on the call, and we are at the bottom of the first and leading off for Lacapa Valley, Dylan Kaimig. The first pitch by Jared Cortez inside for a ball. Lacapa Valley has Dylan Kaimig, Dylan Geiser, and Caden Molden up to bat here in the first. And second pitch is popped up near the third baseman in the foul territory. Jared Cortez runs in and makes the out.
Yeah, he just really was vocal on that and took charge, and he's a good athlete. I saw him in basketball and football.
That'll bring up Dylan Geiser for Lacaparral Valley.
That's the thing, every team's got a good, top of the order four or five hitters. But I have to remind people that the bottom three hitters in our order against Pipestone all scored a run in that game, and they won that game 5-4 in the walk-off.
And the first pitch to Dylan Geiser was in there for a strike. Now the second pitch is check swing by Geiser, and it looks like it'll be a ball.
Yeah, I don't believe he went on that. Nobody checked it. Nobody said anything, so.
1-1 count now to Dylan Geiser. Jared Cortez with the windup and the pitch, and looks just outside for ball two.
Yeah, you can see his fastball really moves away from a left-handed hitter, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's a fast pitcher. Really quick from throwback to the pitch, and that pitch is in there for a strike two. And the count now, two balls, two strikes to the pitcher, Dylan Geiser.
He's going to play college baseball at Southwest State, Cortez is next year.
And that pitch by Cortez was in there for a ball. Nice job by Geiser laying off it. And it's now full count, three balls, two strikes. And the pitch by Cortez is outside for a ball.
That was way outside. You can see you can hear the Lacaparo. I don't know if you can hear them on the radio, but the Lacaparo bench is making a lot of noise. They're fired up. They know how big this game is. And, you know, to knock the five-time defending conference champs off, you have to beat them. And what better way to do it than at home on a beautiful day?
And that will bring up Caden Molden now, the third baseman for Lacaparo Valley. And the pitch is in there for a strike one. Caden Molden batting .353 on the year. And Caden Molden sits in the batter's box. Jared Cortez checks the batter at first, lines up and throws, and pitches in there for strike two.
It's kind of a delayed call there. There was that big breaking ball that we saw from Cortez. It really comes in there slow.
And it's a quick throw over to first base, and Geiser got back in time. He'll be safe. Lacaparo Valley is a very good base-stealing team. They have 63 on the year.
Yeah, 12 games, that's pretty good.
And next pitch to Caden Molden is high for a ball.
Good spot by Cortez, just a little bit high, a little outside. See if you can get that guy to fish at it, after it. But Molden has tremendous power, and he can hit to all fields.
And pitch to Caden is swung on and fouled back.
Ball over.
The count now one ball to two strikes to Caden Molden, the third baseman.
Not a real big lead by Geiser in first base.
And the pitch is swung on and missed by Caden Molden.
That was a curveball.
Strikeout.
Nice pitch by Cortez, that curveball in the dirt, and more strikeout.
Two outs now here in the bottom of the first, and that'll bring up Caden Mortensen.
We got Brant Schomer running for Geiser at first base. Hey, Mitch, you don't always have to throw strikes to get strikeouts. That's trusting your catcher, throwing a curveball in the dirt, and Molden swung at it, and the catcher blocked it nicely to prevent Geiser from getting down to second base.
And I believe if Geiser wouldn't have been at first base, Molden would have had to run it out to
correct.
It had to be a throw to first to complete the strikeout.
Absolutely. You can do it with two outs regardless if anyone's on, but with less than two outs, first has to be open.
And a good contact there by Mortensen on the first pitch, popped up to the right fielder who makes the out. That's Logan Duke making the out for KMS, and that'll bring an end to the bottom of the first, and we'll take a commercial break.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Cambie and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Mass Memorial Field. We're back with the top of the second, and I'll give a score update on the softball game at Lacaparo Valley between Lacaparo Valley and Midiota Cambie. The score is 1-0 going into the fourth inning with Midiota winning. And due up for KMS here in the top of the second is Evan Zimmer, Clayton Olson, and Logan Johnson, the 5,
that's
6,
really.
And 7 hitters for KMS. And Dylan Geiser with the windup, and the pitch is high for ball one to Evan Zimmer. And Dylan Geiser getting his signals from the catcher, Logan Weber. The windup and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Be strike one to Evan Zimmer. The count now one ball to one strike. And Dylan Geiser with 38 strikeouts to 13 walks this year pitching for Lacaparo Valley. This next pitch is swung on and popped up near the Lacaparo Valley dugout, but it'll go foul for strike two. Count now one ball to two strikes to the first baseman, Evan Zimmer.
Yeah, that's one thing. Both Geiser and Cortez will work fast. And like I said, they're not afraid to throw their best pitch at any point to a batter.
and the pitch by Geiser is check swing, and it goes to the back, and they have to throw it to first to complete the strikeout, and Logan Webber unable to field it.
That goes down as a K, wild pitch. Allows Zimmer to get on base. Yeah, it was a low pitch. He threw that quick breaking ball. It breaks real fast at the end. It was down low and just got underneath Landon Weber's glove. It did bounce off the wall, but he wasn't able to get to it in time and throw it down to first. So Zimmer is on.
Evan Zimmer at first base, and now batting is Clayton Olson, the left fielder for KMS, the number six hitter. And first pitch by Geiser is low for ball one.
Well, the first guy got on last inning, and he got out of it, so we'll see how they do here. Not sure if KMS is going to be a bunting team or not. Not a real big lead by Zimmer at first base.
And pitch by Geiser swung on and missed by Clayton Olson for strike one. And Dylan Geiser, of the six batters he's faced, five of them have been first pitch balls. So falling behind the count here by Dylan Geiser.
That's not good, unless you can come back and get him out.
Third pitch of the at-bat by Geiser is swung on and hit to the Cale Benson. And Cale can't field it, and the Clayton Olson will reach first base, and the runner is safe. Evan Zimmer at second.
Yeah, it was a nice two-hopper. It looks like it had a chance. Not a real fast runner in Olson. Looked like it had a chance for a double play, and he just pulled up his glove too soon to try to turn and throw it to second and leaked right underneath his feet for an error. First and second now.
And now Logan Johnson due up for KMS. The first pitch in there for a strike.
The number eight hitter up, so I'm not sure if they'll be in a bunting situation or not. But
runners at first and second, and no outs for KMS here in the top of the second. And second pitch by Geiser is swung on and fouled back.
Those look like they're coming right at us, but with the big net there, they're not going to get to us. Yeah, you know, again, Geiser is an experienced pitcher, and he's just got to take a deep breath, and you can't control the eight other fielders out there, or the umpire, or the hitter, so just keep throwing your pitches.
Geiser with the throw, and it's swung on and missed. That's a nice three-pitch strikeout for Dylan Geiser. That'll be his, that'll go down as his second strikeout after the wild pitch to Zimmer, or will that be his first strikeout?
That will be the second, yep.
That'll be his second strikeout.
Yeah, that was just a low pitch, about 4 inches off the ground, and he went after it, and it was definitely not a strike. Good placement by Geiser.
And now Logan Duke is up to bat for KMS. Takes first pitch strike.
Not sure if he is actually bunting in that situation or if he is just faking it, but he stuck out his bat and brought it back. Maybe he was just trying to draw a ball out of the pitcher, Geiser.
Lined up, and the pitch is another strike. That's strike two now to Logan Duke.
Yeah, that time he tried bunting at it. It was a nice little breaking ball, that quick slider breaking ball, and he just was over the top of it. So now he's in an 0-2 hole. Geiser can get out of this now.
And Geiser with the pitch. And it is in there for a strike three, another three-pitch strikeout. That'll be his third of the inning for Geiser, but only two outs after the wild pitch on to Evan Zimmer. And so it'll be two outs now, and Kylan Payne up to bat, the number nine hitter for KMS. And first pitch is in there for a strike.
He's throwing strikes now, isn't he?
Yep, it's, let's see here. Seven straight strikes thrown by Dylan Geiser. And Dylan Geiser getting his signals from the catcher. And he winds and throws to second to pick him off, and he's safe. Evan Zimmer gets back in time at second base. That's a nice pickoff attempt by Dylan Geiser.
Yeah. Well, we like to remind the pitchers, you know, you've got a strike on the batter, you got two outs, the number nine hitter in the order. Don't make a mistake and throw that out in center field and move the runners around.
And next pitch by Geiser is in there for a strike. That's strike two now, 0-2 hole for Kylan Payne.
That should be now full concentration on the batter. Two strikes, go after him with your best pitch.
And then Geiser with the signals and the windup. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back.
Ball over.
Got a piece of that one. Keep alive with two strikes. Got the top of the order. Good hitting, Jared Cortez on deck. So obviously, Geiser wants to finish this inning with this batter right here.
Runners at first and second for KMS. Kylan Payne in the batter's box for KMS. And Geiser with the windup and the pitch, and it is low for ball one.
Now, we've seen two of the batters for the Fighting Saints swing at those low pitches, but not that time by Kylan Payne.
Count is now 1-2, one ball, two strikes with two outs for KMS here in the top of the second. Dylan Geiser with the windup and the pitch, and just outside for ball two.
Yep, just a little bit outside. Wasn't bad, barely missed. And Weber, the catcher, bluffs throwing it down to second. But again, you don't want to make a mistake here with two strikes and two outs.
And Dylan Geiser, with the windup and the pitch, swung on and hit to the shortstop, Dylan Keimig, who makes a strong throw to first, and they get him out.
Real strong throw by Keimig to shortstop to get out of that inning.
And that's a nice job by the Eagles to get out of that inning. We'll take a commercial break and be back with the bottom of the second after this.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field as we get ready for the bottom of the second. Due up for the Eagles in this inning, we have T.J. Mitchell, the number 5 hitter, Davis Patcher, the number 6 hitter, and Cale Benson, the number 7 hitter for Lacapaw Valley. And T.J. Mitchell for the year has 11 stolen bases for the Eagles, so a dangerous runner if he can get on base here. First pitch by Cortez is swung and missed by T.J. Mitchell for strike one.
Kudos to Dylan Geiser getting out of that inning after a guy got on a strikeout and an error.
And nice. Second pitch to Mitchell is in there for strike two.
I'd say a little high, but T.J. is 6'5", so his strike zone is a little taller than mine.
And that pitch by Cortez is in the dirt for ball number one.
Boy, you just saw the movement on that curveball, how much it broke to the outside.
Count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes to T.J. Mitchell here in the bottom of the second. Cortez will wind up and the pitch, and high for ball two.
Boy. Man, it's hard for us to tell up here if it's high or not, but again, T.J. Mitchell's a tall batter.
Cortez, the next pitch is low for ball three. Now the count is full. Three balls, two strikes to T.J. Mitchell, leading off the bottom of the second here for the Lacapaw Valley.
Got a good hitter and Patcher on deck. He can also bunt. He's also very fast, so if T.J. can get on, you got all kinds of choices.
Pitch by Cortez, swung and missed by T.J. for a strikeout.
That seems like it's his best pitch, Mitch, that fastball that just runs in on the right-handed batter a little bit. It's really hard to get the bat or the barrel of the bat on it.
That a two-seam or a four-seam fastball?
Just a two-seam that runs in, yeah.
That was the second strikeout for Jared Cortez, and that'll bring up Davis Patcher for Lacapaw Valley. First pitch is in there for a strike. That was a nice pitch by Jared Cortez, broke into the plate there. And the next pitch is outside for ball one.
Yeah, generally, if someone asks what the difference between a two-seamer and a four-seamer, a four-seamer will just pretty much stay straight.
And that pitch is tight in there on Davis Patcher, and he gets hit by the pitcher, and that'll get Davis Patcher to first base.
That even hurt me, and I'm way up here. No, that's that two-seamer that just runs in on a right-handed hitter. Boy, we've seen a lot of Eagles from Saturday, Tuesday to today get hit with pitches. I think they had four. If I'm not mistaken, on Tuesday got hit by pitches.
Davis Patcher leads the Eagles in stolen bases with 14 on the year, a dangerous runner on first base. And that'll bring up the number 7 batter for Lacapaw Valley, Cale Benson.
Yeah, they did have four guys in that game against Pipestone on Tuesday got hit by pitches, including Peyton Rademacher to start off that rally in the 7th inning. So maybe this will be the start of our rally. Patcher's got excellent speed.
Jared Cortez, first pitch to Cale Benson in there for a strike.
Cale's a left-handed hitter. Doesn't have a lot of power, but he generally makes good contact, and if he can put the ball in play, it'll give Patzer a chance to get to second base.
Next pitch by Cortez to Benson is just outside for a ball.
Cale usually has a pretty good eye at the plate.
Cale has drawn 5 walks this year for Lacapara Valley. And the pitch by Cortez is swung on and missed by Benson for strike 2. Count now 1-2 strikes to Cale Benson.
Easier said than done, but if you can take that outside pitch and hit it to left field, there's a big hole between the shortstop and third baseman.
Cortez throws over to the first baseman for KMS, Evan Zimmer, to check Davis Patch at first. Davis got back safe. And now Cortez, with the throw to Benson, is outside and high for a ball.
I think Cortez throws it just as hard to first as he does home.
Yeah, that was a strike over to first base on the check batter there.
The 80-mile-an-hour one.
And the pitch to Benson swung on and missed, and that'll be strikeout number 2 this inning for Jared Cortez, number 3 overall. That'll bring up the catcher for Lacapara Valley, Landon Weber. And so, 2 strikeouts here for Jared Cortez in the bottom of the second. And we have a score update from Lacapara Valley in the softball game. It is still 1-0 after 4 innings, so going into the fifth, 1-0, Mineota Canby over Lacapara Valley.
Wow, what a pitcher's duel that must be.
First pitch to Landon Weber in there for a strike.
Well, both pitchers are as good as advertised. They're both in command. And
Jared Cortez has faced 4 batters this inning, and for all 4 batters, he's thrown a first pitch strike. And now the next pitch by Jared Cortez is low or in there for a strike.
Just cut 2. The outside corner. So now he's got options here. He can throw that fastball that rides in. He can throw his curveball. He's trusted his catcher once already with a curveball in the dirt. We'll see what happens here.
And a throw over by Cortez to first to check Davis Patzer, and Davis gets back safely.
I'm surprised the Eagles haven't attempted to run yet with Patzer. There he goes now.
And there's a hit by Landon Weber, but it just goes foul before the third baseman, and they'll come back to the batter's box to do it all over again.
Mentioning that they hadn't tried stealing Davis, and off he went, and Weber hit a hard ground ball, and it was probably about 10 inches foul. Otherwise, if that gets by, Patzer's for sure on third. And if that's an extra base hit, if it gets down to the corner, he would score easily on that play.
Landon Weber enters the batter's box, and Cortez with the windup and the pitch. And it is outside for a ball.
That's that curveball outside. Catcher, again, did a nice job of blocking that. Now with 2 outs, if it is a strike and he swings in the dirt, he can run to first base.
And the pitch is outside for a ball, and Davis is able to steal second on that pitch.
Yeah, he got a good jump, and it was a good pitch because he came. Catcher had no chance. He did a great job of blocking it. Otherwise, Patzer would have been on to third base. So big at bat here now for Landon Weber.
2 balls, 2 strikes to Landon Weber with 2 outs, and Davis Patzer at second for Lacapara Valley. And the pitch is swung on and chopped to third baseman, who fields it cleanly, makes throw to first, and pick it clean.
What a scoop by the first baseman. Is that Zimmer over there? Yep, Evan Zimmer, because if that gets by him, we score the first run of the game.
And that's the end of the second inning. We'll take a commercial break and be back with the top of the third.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota.
To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes BEX different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. Mitchell Silty, Bart Hill on the call. And due up for KMS here in the top of the third is the top of the order, Jared Cortez, Luke Jesritz, and Logan Redningen. And on the first pitch, the ball was skied up. And what happened?
Just the right field. Nice, easy catch for Peyton Rademacher. I think he had to take two steps, so one pitch, one out. Pitcher's dream. And it's going to be even a better dream if he can do it to the next batter.
All right, Luke Jesritz batting now. Hard hit ball to Peyton Rademacher. And it stays in the park, and Rademacher fields it cleanly, and that'll be the second out.
Two pitches, two outs, two fly balls to Rademacher. Hey, Mitch, why not? Let's go 3 for 3.
Yeah, Logan Redningen up to bat for KMS, the number three hitter. He's the catcher. He had a fly out in his first at bat, and Geiser with the pitch. And in there for a strike one. Again, two quick outs by Lockefeller Valley to start this inning, two pop outs. And now the pitch by Geiser in there for a ball.
As a coach, I always reminded the hitters, if we have two outs on just two pitches, I tell them legally I have to break one finger if you swing at this pitch, because you never want a pitcher to throw three pitches and get three outs.
And
just kidding on the breaking the finger part.
That pitch by Geiser was fouled back right to the catcher, and that'll be strike a foul for strike two to Logan Redningen. The pitch by Geiser in there for a ball two.
He tried his curveball just a little bit high. Rademacher has four putouts already in right field, so busy guy out there.
Two balls, two strikes now to Logan, excuse me. And he hits it to the third baseman, Caden Molden, who makes a good throw to first to Caden Mortensen, and that'll end the third, top of the third inning, and we will take a commercial break. We'll be back at the bottom of the third.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. That was a quick 1-2-3 inning there for Lackawanna Valley, and now due up for Lackawanna Valley in the bottom of the third, the number nine hitter, Peyton Rademacher. Then we go back to the top of the order with Dylan Keimig and Dylan Geiser.
Now the Eagles have just had two base runners so far. Dylan Geiser reached on a walk in the first, and Davis Patzer was hit by a pitch in the second. So let's hope we can put together a little third inning rally here, Mitchell, and get the Eagles on the board.
And this will be Peyton Rademacher's first at-bat for the Eagles, and then Dylan Keimig had a pop-out in his first at-bat, and then Dylan Geiser, as Bart said, had a walk in the first inning.
Boy, what a game out at the high school. Still 1-0 after five innings. Man, that's got to be exciting and tense. That's for the Camden Conference Championship.
At 1-0 score, Mineota Canby beating the Lackawanna Valley Eagles out at Lackawanna Valley. And now Peyton Rademacher steps into the batter's box for Lackawanna Valley, waiting the first pitch from Jared Cortez.
Yeah, not a lot of power for Peyton, but he can hit to all fields.
First pitch is in there for ball one.
We've seen singles and bloopers and ground balls, but as a batter, you want to be able to make contact, and Peyton does that, and of course plays for the Rosen Express during the summer.
And
ooh,
second pitch
hit
is in there again, and that's
wow.
Another hit batter for Lackawanna Valley.
Wow, and again,
if you were down here Tuesday night, that started the rally when Kate Mortensen delivered a two-run single to score Rademacher and Dylan Keimig to walk it off versus Pipestone. And so maybe this will be the start of our rally.
And that looked like, was that another two-seam fastball that just snuck in there too much and hit the batter?
And it got him maybe right on the wrist or something. It sounded almost like bone. It did not sound like it felt good.
And now Dylan Keimig up to bat for Acapulco Valley. First pitch in there for a strike.
And the third baseman is up about 10 feet in the grass. He did kind of pretend like he was going to bunt a little bit. And he certainly has the speed where he could bunt and possibly get a hit.
And pitch number two to Keimig is fouled off.
That time he did square to bunt and just got over the top of the ball and fouled it right down into the plate. So two strikes now, you'll take away the bunt, but you know, he's still a good hitter and he can put the ball in play. So
pitch number three into Keimig is hit sharply, foul.
Yeah, that was a curveball just hanging inside, and he just roped it. Darby Bjorgan with the air in the coaching box tried to one-hand that one. But, yeah, you don't want to leave a hanging curveball to Dylan Keimig. He's too good of a hitter.
And Jared Cortez with the windup and the pitch, and that ball is inside for a ball one. Count now one ball to two strikes to Dylan Keimig, the leadoff batter, or the number one batter for Acapulco Valley. Next pitch swung on and missed for strike three, and that'll be a strikeout for Jared Cortez.
Yeah, he just threw the high heat there, didn't he, Mitch?
Yep, high heat, and that'll be his fourth strikeout, Jared Cortez's fourth strikeout of the afternoon. And that'll bring up Dylan Geiser. First pitch swung on and hit to left field. Left fielder moves over and is able to field it cleanly for a one-pitch out.
Yeah, it just drifted a little bit to the towards the foul line to the left fielder, but he had plenty of time to camp underneath that high, easy, lazy fly ball.
And now Caden Molden up to bat for Acapulco Valley. He struck out in his first plate appearance. Peyton Rademacher is at first base, and the pitch is inside for ball one.
Again, nice job by the catcher to stop that. Otherwise, Rademacher is in scoring position.
Rademacher does have two stolen bases for the Eagles this year.
You know, on batting practice, Mitch, they were working on outside hitting, and I saw Caden Molden hit five home runs over the left field wall.
And that pitch nicks the corner for strike one.
So he's certainly got the power. So if they can give him one right on the edge of the plate about belt high, and if he goes with it, he definitely has the power. Bigger lead by Rademacher now.
And next pitch to Molden is inside for strike two. That's one ball, two strikes to Caden Molden, the number three hitter for Acapulco Valley.
Yeah, nice fastball right at the knees.
And check to the first baseman, Evan Zimmer, to check Peyton Rademacher at first base, and Peyton gets back safely. This will be the fourth pitch to Caden Molden, and it is high and outside for ball number two.
See if he can fish in those outside ones, but he doesn't know that Caden actually can hit that way, but so far, he has not gone after that pitch.
And next pitch is low for ball three, and that'll make a full count. Three balls, two strikes to Caden Molden.
Yeah, I can see Cortez is not throwing anything right down the middle of the plate. He's trying to get him to go after his pitch. Well, that's a balk. What did he do? That was a weird thing. Yeah, it looked like he turned to first with both feet. You have to step off the rubber, but they didn't call anything there.
And pitch is swung on and missed by Caden Molden. That'll be another strikeout, and that'll be bring it into the third inning, and we will take a commercial break. We'll be back with the top of the fourth.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. And we are here in the top of the fourth inning, the score 0-0. And due up for KMS this inning is Hunter Engelke, Evan Zimmer, and Clayton Olson, the 4, 5, and 6 batters for KMS. Hunter Engelke with a flyout in his first at-bat. And Dylan Geiser, with the windup and the pitch. And that is in there for ball one.
Boy, just like at the high school, we got a pitcher's duel brewing here, too. Two huge games for Lacaparo teams today. And
next pitch fouled off by Hunter Engelke, and that'll make the count 1-1. And score update out at the Lacaparo Valley High School. The score is still 1-0 after five innings with Lacaparo Valley. That pitch by Geiser swung on and hit to the third baseman, Caden Holden, and the throw is low, and Caden Mortensen unable to field it, and that'll lead to a base runner for KMS.
Yeah, an error on the third base, and again, fielded it cleanly. That time he threw it, bounced a little bit low, and hopped right past Mortensen for an error. So we've got three errors on the Eagles so far today, but in the first two instances, Dylan Geiser's been able to pitch out of it with no harm.
That'll bring up Evan Zimmer.
New update.
And that pitch to Evan Zimmer in there for a strike. Another quick score update. It is 1-0 Mineota Cambie, leading Lacaparo Valley going into the bottom of the seventh inning.
Wow, three outs to go for Mineota Cambie, and the Eagles need a run to tie it, or they'll give up their conference championship.
And that pitch is high for ball one to Evan Zimmer, who struck out but was able to reach first base on a wild pitch back in the second inning. Count now 1-1 to Evan Zimmer. Dylan Geiser with the pitch, and that is high for ball two.
Yeah, not a real crisp defensive game played by the Eagles yet, but the good thing is it's still 0-0.
And Dylan Geiser getting his signals from Landon Weber, the catcher for Lacaparo Valley. Now the windup and the pitch, and it swung on and fouled back for strike two. Count now 2-2 to the first baseman, Evan Zimmer.
Yeah, you can watch these KMS hitters, and they're kind of on their toes just reacting at the end, not sure what kind of pitch they're going to see. And that just kudos then to Dylan Geiser, because his balls come in pretty much the same, and then the breaker is a late breaker.
And that pitch by Dylan Geiser is low for ball three. And that'll make a full count, 3-2 to Evan Zimmer. Hunter Engelke on first base. And Dylan Geiser gets his signals, the windup, and the pitch is swung on and hits sharply to Geiser, who has it nicked off his glove, and it goes past Cale Benson, and that'll lead to a hit.
Yeah, that was a base hit. Boy, that was a rocket right at Geiser. He got his arm out. It deflected off his glove. Cale Benson was going towards second because it looked like it was going to be a line drive right over second base, and then that ball deflected off of Geiser's glove and trickled past the second baseman Benson. So base hit on that to give the Fighting Saints two on and nobody out.
And that'll bring up Clayton Olson, who reached on an error back in the second inning. That pitch hit sharply to center field. TJ Mitchell there for the Eagles, and he makes out. Engelke will try to steal third, get to third, and he does.
Well, that was a heads-up play by Engelke, because T.J. Mitchell caught that about medium deep in center field, and he was tagging all the way and got safely into third base on that. So we got first and third now for KMS with just one out.
First and third with one out. That'll bring up Logan Johnson, the center fielder for KMS, who struck out in his first at-bat back in the second inning. Runners are Engelke at third base and Evan Zimmer at first base for KMS. And Dylan Geiser with the windup and the pitch. And swung on, hit sharply to center field again. T.J. Mitchell is... Over T.J. Mitchell's head. That'll bring in a run for KMS, and that'll be a double by Logan Johnson.
Yeah, he just misjudged that. He came up a few steps, and the runner went back to tag at third base. It looked like he was going to score on the tag. And TJ jumped up, all 6-5 of him, but it went right over his head for a double, and a two-run double at that. A one-run double to put the Saints on the board first.
Now Darby Bjorgan going out to the mound to have a meeting with the infield, and that'll have Evan Zimmer at third base for KMS, and we have Logan Johnson at second base for KMS, and that'll bring up Logan Duke, who struck out in his first plate appearance back in the second. Logan Duke is the right fielder for KMS.
You know, I think this might be a coach's timeout just to settle down Dylan Geiser, because you look at this, so the first guy reached on an error, then they had the nice single that deflected off his glove, and then we had that last hit that, you know, usually you see T.J. Mitchell make that play, but it was hit really, really hard and went right over his head. And he just has to remind Geiser that, you know, you're still pitching really well, Dylan. Out of this with one run, we'll come back.
You score now 1-0 in favor of KMS here in the top of the fourth. Dylan Geiser with the pitch, and swung on and missed by Logan Duke for strike one.
Nice pitch.
We have one out here in the top of the fourth, and Dylan Geiser gets his signals from Logan Weber, and he gets the wind-up and the pitch. And that is low, and that is low, and for ball one, and it gets past Logan Weber, but Evan Zimmer did not come home from third base.
Yeah, it skipped off the inside foot of Landon Weber's left foot, where his shin guards come down and bounced and rolled to the on-deck circle of the Lacaparo side, but the runner at third elected not to try and score on that.
So Lacaparo Valley lucky there. That pitch is swung on and hit, and it gets past the shortstop, Dylan Keimig, and that'll try to bring in two runs for KMS, and it does, and that'll be a double for Logan Duke.
Yeah, well, we're going to give him a single on that, and then he just went to second on the throw home. T.J. Mitchell was going to try to throw the runner out, and a lot of times it's really hard. Your best bet is just to hit the cutoff and keep that guy at first base, but nonetheless, he's going to score two runs on that two RBI single, and he moves to second on the throw home.
Now, Kylan Payne up for KMS, the number nine batter. He grounded out in the second inning in his first plate appearance. And the pitch by Geiser swung on and hit sharply down the first baseline. Geiser able to make the play himself, and that'll advance the runner Logan Duke to third.
Yeah, nice play by Dylan Geiser, one unassisted. You know, sometimes you can make a little underhand toss, but when you're only 5 feet away, the first baseman's going like, am I going to get it? Should I get out of the way? What do you want to do? And as long as Dylan communicated with him, you know, my bag, then Caden can get out of his way.
Now we have Logan Duke at third base. Jared Cortez is now up for KMS with two outs here in the top of the fourth. The score is 3-0 KMS. And that pitch is low for a ball.
Like Dylan was trying to throw a little bit harder there. Sometimes you want to get a little bit upset. You want to overthrow, and you still have to remember that you're a pitcher. And again, some unfortunate things have happened to the Eagles now. But
and now Geiser with the windup, and the pitch to Cortez is swung on and hit hardly, and that'll go to the left field to Davis Patzer, who makes the out.
Right.
And that'll be the end of the fourth inning with KMS scoring three runs. The score is 3-0. We'll take a commercial break and be back with the bottom of the fourth.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. We are back with the bottom of the fourth. KMS scores three runs in the top of the fourth, take a 3-0 lead, and now up for Lacaparo Valley here in the bottom of the fourth. We have Caden Mortensen, T.J. Mitchell, and Davis Patzer.
Wow, some big hitting by the 7 and 8 hitters for KMS. Logan Johnson had that RBI double, followed by Logan Duke with a two-run single on that. So the bottom of their order coming through for the Fighting Saints. And we got the middle of the order here for the Eagles, a 4, 5, and 6. And hopefully they can get on the board against a very tough Jared Cortez, who has five strikeouts through three innings. and no hits so far for the Eagles. Been hit by a pitch twice and a walk.
And we are with Caden Mortensen, who had a pop-out in his first plate appearance. Jerry Cortez, first pitch hits another Eagles batter.
The third one of the game. Wow.
The third Eagles batter hit by pitch here this afternoon, and that'll advance Caden Mortensen to first base and bring up T.J. Mitchell.
It's like watching the Padres and the Dodgers play. They just don't like each other. They keep beating each other.
T.J. Mitchell struck out in his first plate appearance, and that first pitch is in there for a strike.
Well, let's see if they can utilize that now. KMS took advantage of our mistakes to score three. Let's hope we can do the same. Still waiting for a final update from Lacaparle in that softball game.
And that pitch is in, swung on and missed by T.J. for strike two. Now the count, 0-2 with Caden Mortensen on first to T.J. Mitchell. And Jared Cortez with the windup and the pitch. Swung on, hit by T.J., hit to the gap between third and short. And the shortstop can't make the play. And that'll be a single.
Yep. Nice job by T.J. Yeah, he had no chance. Even if he stops that, you know, maybe he could have threw a guy out at second base, but it was a ground ball all the way, so Mortensen had a great jump at first base. So, hey, we got things going on.
The Eagles with a great response here. They have Caden Mortensen at second, T.J. Mitchell at first, and Davis Patzer, who was hit by a pitch in the second inning, is up to bat for the Eagles. That pitch is in there for a strike. So now we have one strike to Davis Patzer. Runners on second and first for the Eagles. And that pitch is low for a ball. Count now 1-1. The first baseman playing for KMS and the second baseman almost covering first. And that pitch is in there for a strike two to Davis Patzer. 1-2 to Davis. And the second baseman and first baseman moving back to normal fielding positions. That pitch by Cortez just outside for a ball.
You see Cortez's reaction. He's looking like, what? That was not strike.
Almost nicked the corner or the outside corner of the strike zone. So this will be the fifth pitch of the at-bat to Davis Patzer. And it is inside and swung on and missed by Davis for a strike three. And that is a strikeout for Jared Cortez.
Number six, I think.
Yep.
We got a final now from the high school 1-0 Mineota Canby with the Camden Conference Championship defeating Lacaparle. A game that must have been.
Great pitching duel by Mineota Canby and Lacaparle Valley out there with the score 1-0. And the first pitch to Cale Benson was a ball. Cale Benson now batting. He struck out in his first plate appearance. That pitch is outside for a ball. So now 2-0 with 1 to Cale Benson, runners at second and first for the Eagles here in the bottom of the fourth. Jared Cortez with the windup and the pitch, and it drifts. It stays in for a strike.
Yeah.
Strike one.
Wasn't sure about that one, but the umpire's been pretty consistent.
And now Cale steps into the batter's box. And the pitch by Cortez is swung on and missed by Cale. That'll be strike two. The count now 2-2 to Cale Benson.
Again, you look at that huge hole between the shortstop and third baseman. If he can just go with that outside fastball that runs away from him, you know, he's going to put a ball in play and probably get a hit.
Pitch by Cortez is outside for 3. Another full count now for Cale Benson. 3-2. Runners at first and second for the Eagles. Only 1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that pitch by Cortez swung on and missed by Cale. And that'll be another strikeout, the second this inning, the 7th overall for Jared Cortez, and that'll bring up Landon Weber, the catcher for Lacaparle Valley.
Yeah, Cortez, I think, has had 4 full counts on the batters, and I believe 3 of them he has struck out. So he's, again, pitching around the zone, trying not to give him anything good to see or hit. But now Landon Weber, he's got an opportunity to get the Eagles on the board.
First pitch, Landon Weber is in there for strike one. Landon had a ground out in his first plate appearance back in the 2nd inning.
Yeah, I believe that was the one the first baseman made a great scoop with the runner on second base.
And second pitch is fouled back for strike two.
Cortez is working fast, getting ahead of the hitters. And now that when he's up 0-2 or 1-2, he kind of tries to toy with them a little bit, it seems like. We'll see what he does here with 2 strikes on Weber with 2 outs here and 2 on.
And the pitch by Cortez is swung on and fouled off by Weber.
That's a good cut by Weber. That was that fastball running in, and boy, he just turned on it, but it was foul ball.
No balls, two strikes for Landon Weber here in the bottom of the fourth. The Eagles had runners at first and second with no outs here to start off the fourth, and then two strikeouts by Jared Cortez has us where we are at the bottom of the fourth. And that pitch is in there for strike three, another strikeout by Jared Cortez, and that'll be an end to the fourth inning. We'll take a commercial break and be back with the top of the fifth.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Hi, welcome back everyone to Madison's Memorial Field here. Got a heck of a game going on. KMS struck first with three, I believe, unearned runs in the top of the fourth inning. And Lacaparro is yet to score, but we're heading to the top of the fifth inning. KMS still leading 3-0. Again, big implications to this. KMS, Lacaparro, Dawson Boyd, and Mineota all with just one conference loss.
And due up for KMS here is Luke Jesritz, Logan Rudnigan, and Hunter Engelkey. The 2, 3, and 4 batters for KMS. First pitch was in there for a ball to Luke Jesritz. Second pitch is in there for a strike. Count now 1-1, one ball, one strike to Luke Jesritz, who has a single and was hit or popped out in his two plate appearances. That third pitch in there for a strike. Count now 1-2 to Luke Jesritz. Dylan Geiser getting his signals. Wind up and the pitch. And it's popped up near the first baseman. Caden Mortensen comes in and fields, makes the catch. That's out number one.
Kurt Baldwin, if you are listening, I believe that is just you going by. Heading out on another trip, probably to Pierce, South Dakota. Either making a delivery or picking up something. A great listener.
And the first pitch to Logan Rudnigan is a ball. That was a pop-out or a pop-out made by Caden Mortensen, the first baseman for Lacaparro Valley. So now with one out and score 3-0 KMS, Logan Rudnigan up to bat. Logan has a fly-out and a ground-out in his two plate appearances. And count now 1-0. Dylan Geiser with the wind-up.
Just put it right in there.
And the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled straight back, and that is strike one. Count now 1-1, one out. Logan Rudnigan, the catcher for KMS at bat right now, number 3 hitter. And the guys are with the pitch, and it is outside for a ball.
Yep, yep.
Count now 2-1. Dylan Geiser getting his signals. And the windup and the pitch is swung on, missed. That'll be strike number two.
Well, if that was the third strike, that would be a live ball. And the on-deck batter can't pick it up, otherwise the runner batter would be automatically out.
Now 2-2. Dylan Geiser with the pitch. Swung on and chopped to the third baseman, Caden Molden, who makes a strong throw to Caden Mortensen, and Caden drops it And
yeah, he drew, you know, he tried to stretch out as best he could, but the throw was just up the line, and it just caught the bottom of the dirt. And a good throw would have gotten. So I think we're going to give that an error on the third baseman, just because it was a low throw and made Caden Mortensen stretch out. But I think that's the third error now we've had on the third baseman, and four total in the infield.
That brings up Hunter Engelke for KMS. And first pitch is swung on and fouled back for strike one. And now Logan Rudnigan at first after the error by Lacopala Valley. Only one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Hunter Engelke at bat. He has a fly out and reached on an error in his two plate appearances. Dylan Geiser with the windup and the pitch. Swung on and fouled back again for strike two. Now no balls, two strikes to Hunter Engelke of KMS. Hunter Engelke is the number four cleanup batter for KMS. Dylan Geiser getting his signals from Landon Weber, the catcher for Lacopara Valley. He winds up, and the pitch is in there for another ball, for the first ball.
Tried his curve ball there. It was well high. Good patience by the hitter, Engelke.
One ball, two strikes now to Engelke. And Dylan Geiser with the windup and the pitch, and it is fouled back again.
Good two-strike hitting by Engelke. You don't always have to hit it hard. Keep yourself alive.
Third foul ball in this at-bat by Engelke. Steps back into the batter's box. Dylan Geiser getting his signals from the catcher. Looks over at first. Then he does his windup and the pitch. And that is outside for ball two.
You watch Engelke bat and his left foot. He's got an open stance. His left foot is really facing towards third base.
And Engelke steps back into the batter's box. Dylan Geiser checks at first base. And the windup and the pitch. And that is in there for a strike.
Nice pitch on the outside corner, knee high. That's a pitcher's pitch, we like to call those.
I believe that's the fourth strikeout for Dylan Geiser this afternoon. That'll bring up the number five batter for KMS, the first baseman, Evan Zimmer, who has a strikeout, but he reached on a wild pitch, and then he has a single in his two plate appearances.
Yeah, he was the first one to get a hit in this game, I believe.
And the first pitch to Evan Zimmer is in there for a strike. Logan Rudnigan at first base for KMS. Two outs here. Dylan Geiser with the windup and the pitch. Straight back. Out of play.
Caden Mortensen almost had an oops. He forgot to hold the runner at first base. And one of the coaches in the bench alerted him to the fact, I think it might have been Coach Benson, said, hold him. You don't want to give him a free base, especially when you're already down 3-0.
And now Evan Zimmer with his third pitch of the at-bat. 0-2 count now to Zimmer. And Dylan Geiser with the windup and the pitch. And swung on and missed.
With two outs, he can run.
And they will make the play at first. That's another strikeout, a completed strikeout, correct?
Yep.
That's second strikeout this inning. And that'll be the third out, and we will take a commercial break. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning, and due up for Lacopara Valley is Peyton Rademacher, Dylan Keimig, and Dylan Geiser for Lacopara Valley.
You know, you're talking on the pregame, Mitch. I think the last time we beat KMS was 2019. That's when we made it to the section finals. We had to defeat them twice. And ironically, one of the assistant coaches, Wyatt Halverson, was pitching in that game. They just beat us badly in five innings here, and Wyatt was the starting pitcher, and we had to pull him. And so when he faced him in the section championship game the first time around, pitched just a whale of a game. We beat him 2-1, and then ultimately they came back and beat us 4-1 to win the Section 3A championship that year. But what a great pitching performance by Wyatt Halverson.
Now, Peyton Rademacher, the number 9 batter for Lackawanna Valley, leading off. He was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance in the third inning. Steps into the batter's box here. Eagles down 3-0, and first pitch is in there for a ball.
Yeah, his last two times at the plate, this his only time up today, and his last at bat on Tuesday, he was hit by a pitch.
And that pitch by Cortez swung on and missed by Rademacher. That's a strike one. Count now 1-1 to Peyton Rademacher. And the pitch by Cortez in there.
Just got hit again.
And I think...
Or is he going to call it a foul ball?
Call it a foul.
Ooh, it hit the knob of the bat, I think.
I believe so.
No, he's not going down to first base.
So that'll be a foul ball.
Yeah.
And the count now 1-2, Peyton Rademacher.
Yeah, and he wasn't running down to first base, so he knew. It was that inside pitch again, that runner that comes in, a two-seamer, and he kind of did a little bit of a half swing and a cut right on the knob of the bat. Otherwise, he would have been on base with another hit pitch.
And this pitch by Cortez fouled off by Rademacher. And we have a count now 1-2 to Rademacher.
We got 8 strikeouts by Cortez today.
A great performance by Cortez here through 4 innings. And that pitch is a strike, and that'll be strike 3, another strikeout. That's 4 straight strikeouts for Jared Cortez. And that'll bring up the top of the order for Lackawanna Valley with Dylan Kiemig. Dylan Kiemig with a pop-out and a strikeout in his 2 plate appearances here this afternoon. And the first pitch in there for a ball.
Got a nice breeze coming through this press box. What a view, huh, Mitch? This is awesome.
Yeah, this is a great press box. They painted it.
Yes, that would be my wife, Julie.
And that pitch is fouled off.
Kudos to her.
By Dylan Kiemig. 1-1 to Dylan Kiemig. 1 out here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Pitch by Cortez swung on and hit, and that should be over the second baseman's head for a single.
Nice flare shot right over the second baseman's head.
That'll bring up the pitcher, Dylan Geiser for Lackawanna Valley, who has a walk and a pop-out here this afternoon.
Time for a little rally here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Plenty of time left today, just down 3-0. We've seen comebacks before from the Eagles.
Dylan Kiemig has 13 stolen bases. That's second for the Lackawanna Valley Eagles. And that pitch hit hard up the middle.
Oh.
And a great play made by the shortstop, but he can't make the throw to first. And Dylan Kiemig in safely to third.
Wow.
And now runners on the corners for the Eagles.
So the shortstop on that play made a tremendous diving stop behind second base. Probably should not have thrown it, because by the time he threw it to first base, Kiemig just kept on going to third base. And we have first and third with one out.
And
little rally going.
And the shortstop looked like when he was trying to get up to make the throw, it kind of stumbled a little bit, and that led to the wild throw. Okay. Now runners on the corners with Caden Molden up to bat. First pitch fouled off. Caden Molden has 2 strikeouts and 2 plate appearances here this afternoon. And he has Dylan Kiemig at third and Dylan Geiser at first. 1 out here in the bottom of the 5th. Caden Molden takes that pitch, and that'll be a strike 2.
Yep. So if he puts that one there again, you just have to left field and get it up in the air. You got a runner in scoring position.
That pitch in on Caden Molden, who fouls it off.
Some nice 2-strike cuts for the Eagles today, but as of yet, we just need to put the ball in play, especially with the speedy runner on third. You know, the hardest run to score is the first one, it seems like.
And that pitch is in there for another strike.
Oh, man.
And that'll be the ninth strikeout.
Yep, and all Caden Molden has 3 today, and when he went down looking, just a fastball right at the knees. They'll use Brant Schomer as a courtesy runner for Geiser at first now. And
that'll bring up Caden Mortensen, the cleanup batter for Lackawanna Valley. He has a pop out and was hit by a pitch in his two plate appearances.
And he leads the team with two home runs. So let's continue that lead with make it three.
And that pitch is in there for a strike. As Bart said, Caden Mortensen does have two home runs. Caden Molden has two home runs for four total home runs for the Eagles on the year. This pitch by Cortez in there for a strike, and that's a quick 0-2 count now.
Yeah, Cortez is working fast, just nipping at the outside and right at the knees.
Runners on the corners for the Eagles. Caden Mortensen up to bat, lined up and the pitch, and it's outside for a ball.
A big looping curveball. Mortensen did not bite on it.
And that is Dylan Kiming at third and Dylan Geiser at first for the Eagles.
Oh, I got him picked off.
Runner got caught. Dylan, and nice job by the Eagles there. Dylan Geiser almost got picked off, but he's able to make it to second base.
Yeah.
Throw over to first, and Dylan Geiser is going to steal.
That's Brant Schomer is running it.
Or Brant Schomer, excuse me.
Yeah, he did the right thing because it looked like he was going to get picked off. He just broke for second base, and KMS elected not to throw it. Oh, and that's why.
That pitch is a strike, that's another strikeout for Jared Cortez. That'll end the inning. Eagles unable to get a run scored there, and we'll go to the top of the sixth after this commercial break.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
The game.
And welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Due up for KMS is Clayton Olson, Logan Johnson, and Logan Duke, the 6-7-8 batters for KMS. The score is 3-0. KMS and Lackawanna Valley had runners on the corners after having runners at first and second in the fourth inning. They had runners on the corners in the fifth inning and unable to get any runs out of that. Now Clayton Olson takes the first pitch from Dylan Geiser, and that is in there for a ball.
Yeah, we mentioned Cortez's last seven outs have all come by strikeouts, and twice we had two runners on and runners in scoring position. We just couldn't bring them across.
And that pitch by Geiser is low for a ball. 2-0 count now, two balls, no strikes to Clayton Olson, who reached on an error and popped out in his two previous at-bats. Dylan Geiser with the pitch. Swung on, hit sharply up the middle, and it'll get through between the second and baseman and shortstop, and that'll be a single for Clayton Olson.
Boy, Dylan Kiming made a great attempt. He's pretty fast, but had he even stopped that ball, there's no way he would have been able to throw him out where he ended up behind second base, but
that'll bring up Logan Johnson, the number 7 hitter, the center fielder for KMS, who has a strikeout and a double for KMS here this afternoon.
Logan Johnson.
Dylan Geiser with the pitch, and that is low for a ball. And Clayton Olson at first base for KMS. Logan Johnson getting ready to take his second pitch from Dylan Geiser. Dylan Geiser checks the runner at first, as the windup and the pitch. And it's hit sharply to the gap between left field and center fielder. And it's just a single for Logan Johnson. Now runners at first and second for KMS with nobody out. And that'll bring up Logan Duke.
Yeah, he had a
number 8 hitter.
Two-run single in the fourth inning. And looks like they're going to do a runner here. That is number one.
Number one, Jet Olson.
Okay, that's the kid that has the broken hand from weightlifting, but he is fast, so they can use him as a runner as long as he doesn't dive head first. You can see the cast, a black cast on his left hand. Again, one of their top players
I was unable to play because of that break in his hand.
And Jet Olson coming in a pinch run for Clayton Olson. So it'll be Jet Olson at second, Logan Johnson at first, and Logan Duke up to hit for KMS. And Dylan Geiser gets his signals from the catcher, Landon Weber. And the pitch by Dylan Geiser is swung on and hit between third and short. Home, Jet Olson.
Well, there again, not sure why we're throwing that home.
And
they're throwing the ball around again. See, there's a situation where you just got to hit your cutoff because there's no way you're going to get Jet Olson. He was already rounding third by the time he got the ball, and Patcher let that one fly, went over the catcher's head, and all it did was allow the two runners to move up. So he's going to get an RBI single on that, and they're going to move up on the air to Patcher on the left field.
And now KMS has runners at third and second. They have Logan Johnson at third, Logan Duke at second, and that'll bring up the number nine batter, Kylan Payne, here in the top of the sixth. And head coach for the Eagles, Darby Biergun, goes out to the mound to have a meeting with his infield. And Eagles now trail 4-0 to KMS here. We're in the top of the sixth inning, no outs. Runners at third and second for KMS. Kylan Payne up to bat for KMS. And we'll see what the Eagles can do here after giving up three straight hits to KMS.
What a game for Logan Duke so far. He's got two hits and three RBI. Three of the four runs.
Number 34.
We'll see what Dylan Geiser can make a strong pitch here to get on the board ahead of the batter.
Yeah, with nobody out, there's just many, many ways to score from third base.
So the umpire gets into position behind the pitcher, and we're ready to get continue the action here on the top of the sixth. Dylan Geiser with the windup and the pitch, and that is low for a ball. So one ball, no strikes to the number nine hitter, Kylan Payne, who has two ground outs here this afternoon. Runners at third and second for KMS.
Here's a fact you may or may not want to know. There are 25 ways you can score from third base.
Jeez. And that pitch by Geiser is in there, but it gets past catcher Landon Weber. The runner stays at third.
Yeah, we just are not playing crisp baseball right now. Some mental mistakes, some physical mistakes, and it's frustrating as a pitcher when you're, you know, it's an important game, obviously, but we have not brought our A game today.
That'll be two balls, no strikes now to the number nine hitter, Kylan Payne. Runners at third and second. And the pitch by Dylan Geiser swung on and hit down the first baseline, and
fair,
it'll be fair.
Right on the line.
And that'll score one run for KMS.
Well, that was a no-doubter because it landed right on the white paint line down the foul ball line.
So now runners on the corners for KMS, no outs, and Darby Biergun, head coach for the Eagles, heads back out to the mound.
And I think that might be it. We got Brock Bjornheld is warming up in the bullpen, and he is jogging in, so he will take over for Dylan Geiser.
With that, we'll take a brief commercial break while Brock Bjornheld warms up, and we'll be back.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. We are in for a pitching change with Brock Bjornheld. for the Eagles coming in to pitch in relief of Dylan Geiser, who just gave up four straight hits to KMS. KMS putting on two runs here in the sixth.
Yeah, you know, they didn't get their first hit until the fourth inning, but they've had seven hits in innings four, five, and six so far. So KMS stepping to the plate and doing their job. So Brock Bjornhild, he's got a really nice, I would say the best breaking ball on the team. I can get a little, but this is his game to win now. Being down 5-0, all he has to do is throw strikes and hope the Eagles can make a rally here.
And with that, Cale Benson is now out of the lineup, and it'll send Dylan Geiser to second.
And Brock Bjornhild will be batting in Cale's spot in the batting order.
And first pitch by Brock is a ball.
A little bit outside. At the top of the order up, this is a big moment for Brock Bjornhild. But, you know, this is like playoff baseball. You're going to find yourself sometimes down. And
Brock Bjornhild, is hit hard down the third baseline by Jared Cortez, and that'll score a run and send a runner to third base.
Nice
and
job.
It's tagged out by Caden Molden for the first out of the inning.
So we got an RBI single by Cortez and scored the one run. And the other runner tried to go from first to third. And we talked about hitting that cutoff, and Patzer hit Dylan Kaimig. He quickly threw it to third baseman Caden Molden to get the other runner there. So nice job hitting that relay, getting Kylan Payne out. This was down as a 7-6-5 put out.
So now Jared Cortez is at second, the only runner for the KMS Saints right now. Score is 6-0 KMS here in the top of the sixth. Brock Bjornhild's pitch is hit sharply by Luke Jezrick to the center fielder, T.J. Mitchell, who makes the catch.
Yeah, he made a nice catch there. That was a line drive, hard out to center field. But that time he drifted, took a couple steps back, drifted to his left, and made it look easy.
And so now, two outs here in the top of the sixth. The batter is Logan Rudnigan. Jared Cortez at second for KMS, scores 6-0. And the pitch by Brock Bjornhild is outside for a ball. And we'll see if Lacapaio Valley can get out of this inning, only giving up three runs. Score is 6-0. Brock Bjornhild with the pitch. It's hit sharply to the center fielder, T.J. Mitchell, who makes the catch.
Another line drive to T.J. That time he had to run up to his right a little bit. Nice play.
And that'll be an end to the top of the sixth inning with KMS scoring three runs, scores 6-0. We'll take a commercial break and be back with the bottom of the sixth.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapaio Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field. Mitchell Silty, Bart Hill on the call for this Camden Conference baseball game. And looks like Jared Cortez back out there again for the sixth inning.
Why not? With the pitch count, you know, as long as he doesn't go over 105 pitches, he'll have plenty of time to rest up for that big matchup Tuesday night with Dawson. And if they can hang on to win this game, you know, they'll have a chance to win the conference. Of course, Mineota beat KMS earlier in the year. So if Mineota runs the table, they could be the conference champs. A lot left to be decided here, Mitch.
And due up for Lacapaio Valley here in the bottom of the sixth, we have T. T.J. Mitchell, Davis Patzer, and then Brock Bjornhild batting for Cale Benson, the 5, 6, and 7 batters for Lacopara Valley. T.J. Mitchell has a strikeout and a single. His two-plate appearances here this afternoon. First pitch is hit hard, and it is foul.
Well, it's hardly hit either. Wasn't that already hit? So
I suppose.
You're kind of right.
I suppose. Score is 6-0 going into the bottom of the sixth inning.
Again, like I mentioned, Cortez, the last 7 outs have all come via the strikeout.
And that pitch is outside for a ball. And the count now, 1-1 to T.J. Mitchell. Pitch inside for a ball. T.J. Mitchell batting .229 for the Eagles this season. This pitch by Cortez is in there for a strike.
That was a high fastball.
Count now, 2-2 to T.J. Mitchell.
Looks like Cortez is getting stronger as the game goes on, which is what you want. You exactly want that from your pitcher.
T.J. Mitchell enters the batter's box, and now the pitch by Cortez is fouled off by T.J. Mitchell.
Hanging alive. Staying alive. He's just like the Bee Gees, for those of you that know that song.
Eagles running out of time here with only 2 innings left. Need to score 6 runs at least to continue the game. Past the 7th, and the pitch by Cortez in there for a strike.
You could see that one. That just froze T.J., that slow breaker. It's got a lot of break to it, and he thought it was going to be inside. Broke nicely, a strikeout.
And that is 7 straight outs by Cortez via the strikeout. That'll bring up Davis Patzer, who was hit by a pitch and struck out in his two-plate appearances here this afternoon. Pitch by Cortez inside for a ball.
They got 12 strikeouts now for Cortez. What an afternoon.
And Cortez with the windup and the pitch. That is in there for a ball. 2-0 count now. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Davis Patzer batting for the Eagles. That pitch is in there for a ball. 3 straight balls now. Davis Patzer. And this pitch by Cortez is in there for a strike. Count now, 3-1 to Davis Patzer. Pitch by Cortez is in there for a strike. Count now full.
It looked pretty good. Again, another full count, and Cortez has had many of those, and 3 of the times he's come back to strike out the hitter. We'll see what he does here on this pitch.
Jared Cortez with the windup and the pitch, and it's hit by Patzer. Sky ball over to the shortstop for KMS, who makes the catch, and that's and out.
Yeah, he was in about 20 feet into left field to make that catch.
That was Luke Jesritz for KMS, the shortstop, who made the out there. And now up to bat, Brock Bjornhild.
No batting the pitcher.
And 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th.
Well, help yourself out, get on base, and start a rally.
First pitch to Brock is a strike by Cortez.
We broke up that string of 8 straight outs or strikeouts.
And that pitch is a strike. 0-2 count now, 2 outs to Brock Bjornhild. And the pitch is in there for strike 3, a 3-pitch strikeout. And that'll be a quick inning, 1-2-3 inning for Cortez and KMS. And we will take a commercial break and be back with the top of the 7th.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field, and we are in the top of the 7th inning with the score KMS 6, Lacopara Valley 0. Due up here in the 7th inning for KMS, Hunter Engelke, Evan Zimmer, and Clayton Olson, the 4, 5, and 6 batters for KMS.
Well, we got to get a 1-2-3 inning, or at least hold them scoreless. We just got an update from Dick Newman that Jared Cortez has thrown 97 pitches already. You can throw 105 in high school baseball in the regular season, so who knows?
So he gets to finish the batter he starts? If he starts
a batter below 105, he can finish that batter.
Okay.
So
Hunter Engelke leading off here, the third baseman for KMS. He has a fly out, reached on an error, and a strikeout here this afternoon. First pitch by Brock is outside for a ball. Eagles pitchers have fallen behind quite often here this afternoon on the first pitch. And this pitch by Brock is in there for a strike. Caught the corner. And now Brock Bierneel getting his signals from the catcher. And the pitch is outside for a ball. And Brock gets his signals from Landon Weber. And the pitch is hit toward pop up to the second baseman who makes out. That is who's
Dylan
Geiser
now
at second base in place of Cale Benson. First out here in the seventh inning for the Eagles. And now that'll bring up Evan Zimmer, who has a strikeout, but he reached on a wild pitch, a single, and a strikeout in his three plate appearances. That first pitch by Brock in there for a strike.
Got an excellent crowd on hand, a beautiful night, but we've got to give the Eagles something to cheer about here.
This pitch by Brock down in the dirt, and that'll be a ball.
Landon shook his head. He's had to block a lot of pitches today, and that one kind of bounced off the dirt, bounced off him. I think it caught part of the umpire. Coach Bjargon hustled after it and threw it back in play.
Now, third pitch to Evan Zimmer by Brock, and that is in there for a strike. Count now 1-2 with one out to the number 5 batter, Evan Zimmer. And Brock shaking off pitches, like finds what he likes, gets it. And with that ball hit sharply, that is a foul. Count remains 1-2 to Evan Zimmer. Brock Bjerngjeld is the second most innings pitched for the Eagles here. He has 4 wins on the year. He's pitched 17 2/3 innings with 27 strikeouts and 18 walks. This pitch by Brock is high. Now count 2-2 to Evan Zimmer. And this pitch by Brock in there, fouled off by Zimmer. Count remains 2-2. And Brock with the windup and the pitch. And in there for a ball. That makes the count full 3-2 to Evan Zimmer. And Brock with the windup and the pitch. Hit fouled off by Zimmer. Zimmer doing a nice job of battling here in this at-bat.
They're tough outs.
So that's 3 foul balls here in this at-bat for Evan Zimmer.
Yeah, we've only struck out 4 Saints today, which proves that they are putting the bat on the ball.
And that pitch fouled off again by Zimmer.
Ooh, took Weber the 10th pitch to Zimmer.
And umpire, home plate umpire.
Easy for you to say.
Heck, not really. Wiping off the home plate there. Having a talk with the batter, Evan Zimmer.
Coach Bjergon was out to talk to Landon Weber. Did that go off his mask?
Yeah.
Okay, the foul ball bounced off Landon's mask and shook him up a little bit. Now, even though you're wearing a mask, you got that ball coming in fast. It's hitting your mask into your face.
This pitch by Brock fouled off again by Evan Zimmer. Now we're at the 11th pitch of this at-bat.
Yeah.
Count is 3-2, 3-2 with one out here to Evan Zimmer. Brock with the windup.
Setting up way inside on this.
With the
timeout.
Timeout called by Zimmer. And we'll reset. And Brock getting signals from the catcher, Landon Weber.
The Saints are really digging this. They're all cheering. Want to see another foul ball.
And the pitch by Brock is missed for a strikeout.
Finally got him. But that was a good at-bat by Zimmer to stay alive and force Jordan will throw 12 pitches to him.
And now off the bat, Clayton Olson, the number six batter for KMS, who reached on an error, had a pop-out, and had a single in his three plate appearances.
Yeah, he started that big sixth-inning rally where he led off with a single followed by three more hits by the Saints.
First pitch in there for a strike. Now, no balls, one strike to Clayton Olson. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. And the pitch by Brock is hit softly back to the pitcher, Brock, who makes an easy throw to first, and that'll be an end, bring an end to the
fired up
song. Bring an end to the top of the seventh, where we'll take a commercial break and be back with the bottom of the seventh after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company.
Check out their website at westernhomesource.net.
Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your fire, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Eureka. All right, we're back here in the bottom of the seventh. Eagles down 6-0. We have a pitching change here for KMS. The Evan Zimmer in now.
Yeah, he was playing first base, and Cortez went to catch, and the catcher went to first base, so just a little Bermuda Triangle switch there. But Zimmer, when I talked to their head coach, he said he is their number two pitcher, so they're confident going with him with a 6-0 lead.
And first pitch was to Landon Weber in there for a strike. Next pitch in there for a ball. And we are at a 1-1 count here in the bottom of the seventh. Due up Landon Weber, Peyton Rademacher, and Dylan Kymick for the Eagles. And that pitch is a strike. Count now 1-2. The number 8 batter for Lackawanna Valley, Landon Weber. Zimmer with the windup and the pitch. And just outside for a ball. And that makes count 2-2. Landon Weber bats 286 for the Eagles, and he fouls that pitch off. And it is now 2-2. Still 2-2 to the catcher, Landon Weber. Zimmer with the windup and the pitch. And contact by Weber, who hits the third base. Third baseman drops the ball, and that'll get a leadoff batter on base for the Eagles.
Okay, we get an error on that, on the hitter there for Weber.
The third baseman for KMS there was Hunter Engelke.
Just, he came out into the grass to field it, and he just didn't have his glove all the way down, and tipped off his glove and went down. By the time he picked it up, he had no, pinch hitter. He had no chance. Got Braden Dan Zeezen in for Peyton Rademacher.
And so Braden now batting for the Eagles. Braden Danzeezen, a .455 average for the Eagles.
That's pretty darn good. And he's had some pinch hits. He's gotten hit, so he definitely can put the bat on the ball.
See what the Eagles can do here. That pitch is in there for a strike to Danzeezen.
He's a senior. No, he had, unfortunately, he had shoulder surgery on both of his shoulders, missed last spring, and he's finally back to, doesn't catch a whole lot.
That pitch, a ball, and that'll lead to a steal or a stolen base by Landon Weber, who goes all the way to third on a wild pitch. And the Eagles now have a runner at third base in Landon Weber. And they're trying to rally here in the bottom of the seventh. Down, they need 6 runs to extend the game. 7 will win them the game.
Yeah, the ball got in the dirt, and Weber took off, and then Cortez picked it up and threw it out in the center field to allow him to get to third base. So there will be a catching error on Cortez.
And that pitch is a ball to Braden.
Sometimes it takes just a little spark, and maybe this is it.
Two balls, one strike to Braden Danziesen. And that pitch hit over the shortstop's head, and it'll drop, and Landon Weber's charging home, and he'll score run for the Eagles.
So that 455 average is going to go up even more. RBI single by Danziesen.
And Danziesen with a single, that'll make the score 6-1 now.
Peyton Rademacher is going to re-enter now for Danziesen, so he'll go into first base.
And the Eagles now have the top of the order coming up to bat. Dylan Keimig up to bat. He has a pop-out, a strikeout, and a single for the Eagles here.
And you can't score six runs without getting one. So we've got the first one.
And that
almost took his head off.
Tight on Keimig. That's the ball.
That almost took his head off. Well, we'll see what happens.
And Rademacher at first for the Eagles after the single by Danziesen. That pitch is a ball.
That one was well on the other side in the dirt. Nice stop by Cortez.
Javier Cortez, the pitcher for KMS, now at catcher for KMS. Count now, two balls, no strikes to Dylan Keimig. And the pitch by Zimmer is in there for a strike.
As a pitcher now, you just, especially with a five-run lead, you just want to pound that strike zone, make him earn it. And I'm not saying that he's not doing that. That's what you want to see out of your pitcher, especially a relief pitcher.
And that pitch, drifting foul. And
it's
it'll
Darby's truck.
Be foul.
Might have missed the red truck.
And now the count, two balls, two strikes, no outs to Dylan Keimig. Peyton Rademacher at first base for the Eagles. The score is 6-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Zimmer with the windup and the pitch. And it's hit sharply between third and short for the Eagles. That'll be a single for Keimig.
All right, the rally continues. First and second, nobody out. Still down by five.
That'll bring up Dylan Geiser, who's now at second base for the Eagles. Runners at second and first base. Rademacher at second. Keimig at first for the Eagles. Score is 6-1. Dylan Geiser up to bat.
He had a nice line drive single his last time up.
And that first pitch is in there for a strike.
It's important not to make any running mistakes now. You got a long ways to go yet.
Score 6-1 here in the bottom of the seventh, KMS leading. That pitch is hit by Geiser. And
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that's a double play.
Yeah, we just said let's not make a running mistake. It was a short fly ball to left. Rademacher took off on it, thought it was going to drop in, and he caught it, made an easy catch and an easy throw to second base to double up Rademacher.
So now Dylan Keimig at first for the Eagles. Caden Molden up to bat, two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. And the first pitch to Caden Molden is a strike. Caden Molden has three strikeouts and three plate appearances here this afternoon.
Well, it hasn't been a real sharp game by the Eagles today.
And Caden lays off that pitch, and that'll be a ball. One ball, one strike to Caden Molden, two outs, runner at first for the Eagles here, who trails 6-1 in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch is high for a ball. Caden Molden bats .353 for the Eagles. He has two of the four home runs for the Eagles.
Good time and for number three, then he can take the lead.
This pitch by Zimmer is in there for a ball. Count now, three balls, one strike to Caden Molden. Dylan Keimig, plenty of speed at first. Dylan Keimig with 13 stolen bases on the year.
They're not holding him on, but
that pitch in there for a strike. Full count.
And you look and say, well, why don't they just take off running? Well, you don't want to make a mistake. If you flip or something on the way to second base, you don't want to get thrown out. But now with full count, two outs, he'll just go on the pitch.
And this pitch inside, called, and that will end the game. And KMS defeats Lacroix-Parle Valley 6-1. Tough outing by the Eagles. We will take a commercial break, and we will be back with the Neon Needles post-game show after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to Madison Memorial Field.
Yeah, yeah.
Mitchell Silty with Bart Hill. The final score of this Camden Conference baseball game, KMS Saints 6, Lacroix Valley Eagles 1. And Bart, there was a rough outing for the Eagles here this afternoon.
Yes, we had four errors, probably two or three other mental mistakes, not hitting cutoff, throwing over the cutoff. A lot of strikeouts for us on the day, and we had runners in scoring position. We just could not come up with a big hit. And when you do all those things, it's going to be tough to score. And we talked about it before the game started, Mitch, that you know Jared Cortez is a heck of a player, a heck of a pitcher, and he was everything that we thought he was going to be. 13 Ks, just one walk through six innings to get the victory. Hats off to them, you know. This conference isn't done yet, but KMS has to play Dawson Boyd yet. They both have one loss. We have to play Mineota. They have one loss. So, you know, a lot of things can still happen.
Yep, Lacroix Valley still a chance to win the Camden Conference. Briefly recap, we had a softball game at Lacroix Valley between Lacroix Valley and Mineota. And that was for the Camden Conference title out at Lacroix Valley, with Mineota Canby defeating Lacroix Valley by a score of 1-0 in a great defensive matchup out there. And Mineota Canby will win the Camden Conference in softball this year. And as Bart said, Jared Cortez for the KMS Saints had a great pitching outing with 13 strikeouts. And it really was probably, would you say, the sixth inning where KMS really took over there?
Yeah, they started that inning with four straight hits. And, that was really, they had two big innings, a three-run inning and a three-run inning, and that was the difference in the game, especially when you can shut up or hold us to one run.
Yeah, it looked like Lacroix Valley might get a run going there in the bottom of the seventh, but a great play made by the left fielder for KMS, and then base running error made by Peyton Rademacher led to a quick double play, and that brought kind of the end to the run for Lacapa Valley there in the seventh. And now we are joined by KMS starting pitcher Jared Cortez. Jared, you pitched a great game tonight, getting 13 strikeouts. Oh, I think you got it backwards there. There you go. All right, as I was saying, you got 13 strikeouts today, Jared.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big game we knew coming into it. It was a big conference game. We each had one loss. So my mentality was just go out there, do what I can to get out and help our team get the win.
And KMS staying alive in the Camden Conference title race. They improved to 8-1 in the conference. You guys have Dawson Boyd and McCray left on your schedule. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You are our player of the game with going 1-for-4, excuse me, with an RBI single, and you had those 13 strikeouts, so congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We'll get a T-shirt for you.
Jared, I just got to ask you about the bottom three hitters in your order. They picked up 5 hits and had 5 RBIs. That's usually, especially in a tight game with good pitching, you don't see the bottom of the order come through like that. What can you tell us about Logan Johnson, Logan Duke, and Kylan Payne?
Yeah, those guys are huge for us tonight. I mean, coming all year, they haven't been probably where they want to be. And just coming into tonight, I made sure to tell them they were going to see a lot of fastballs being at the bottom of the lineup, and just to go out and do what they can, you know. They show it in practice every day, in batting practice. They know they can do it. Just got to build up that confidence, get in the game, and it really came up big for us tonight, got us some momentum with the big hits there, like you said. They had 5. And, yeah, just getting us rolling that lineup over is just huge in a close game like that.
Yeah, we figured it was going to be a pitcher's duel, and for 3 innings it was, and then you guys broke through with 3 runs in the 4th inning and followed it up with 3 more in the 6th. So, but like you mentioned, your job is not done yet. You still have a couple of more games to go, and Lacapa has to play Mineota on Tuesday, and you're hoping that we can knock them off. A lot of things can still unfold here in the last 5 days of Camden Conference baseball.
Yep, exciting time of year for sure.
All right, well, congratulations. We'll get you a shirt and a picture before you leave.
Thank you.
All right, and that is our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, Jared Cortez of the KMS Saints, getting 13 strikeouts for his team here this afternoon. Bart, who do you have for Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game?
Well, we're going to get to Logan Duke. His 2-run single in the 4th inning, it was 1-0 at the time, and that made it 3-0. And as it turned out, that would have been the game-winning hit. The Eagles did score 1 run in the 7th inning, so congratulations to Logan Duke. The Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game is 2-run single in the 4th inning to give KMS a 3-0 lead.
And with that, your final score once again, KMS 6, Lacapa Valley 1. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in to our Neon Needles post-game show. And good night from Madison Memorial Field.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Phil, are we off the radio? Phil?
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Purus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union,
Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.